You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Can you speak on the inspiration behind the South First series and how it has evolved over the past three iterations?
So South First is a self-curated group exhibition. This is our third annual exhibition where a group of artists that have a close affinity, live in, have grown up in, or have a close affinity to South Auckland. It originated in 2022, but when we say South First, that was a name we put together because that's in reference to South Auckland, South-centric, self-sovereignty, versed. We're talking about experienced, skilled and knowledgeable about all things South Auckland. And then, of course, when we came up with the name, the metaverse was really topical at that time. And so that was a nod to tech and people that are mixed reality inclined. So yeah, South First is it's been a 3-year journey with different artists coming in and out, but there's usually 8 to 10 of us. And we're into our third year, and that's what South First is. It's a co-curated exhibition.
Can you please speak on the panel of artists behind this year's exhibition?
Every year there's been kind of like a staple group. We stick to 8 to 10 purely just to allow for us to have space in the exhibition. So we started with 8 in 2022. This year we have 10. And so we have, this year we have Laura Toituu, we have Aolupotea, Andy Lelesi Iwao, we have Diana Hugh, Elizabeth Kumaran, Faleata Walesi, we have myself, Yukapeta Mangele Suomasi, we have Jesse Gibson, Coco Shakin, we have Linda Va'elua, Raymond Sangapulutele, and Zoe Singh. And those are the artists for South Earth 2024 Diasporisms.
Could you please speak on your own piece and what it represents?
Yeah, sure. So this year for South Earth, first of all, just talk about our theme is Diasporisms. And that, for us, for South Earth, our conversation this year wanted to pay homage to the diasporic experience as artists. And we also wanted to acknowledge the substantial influence of Tangata Pasifika and Tangata Ahia artists and their journey in contemporary art in South Auckland. Also the impact in the culture of South Auckland. So this year, the work that I put in, I've put in a series called Native Labour and Ship's Papers. And so that's a series of A4 prints that I've put through, 6 works. And these are all kind of a reimagined but totally word-for-word images from backroom letters and correspondence between builders and engineers and designers of the Tafua steamship. So these are 1950s conversations where they are preparing for passage and transporting Pacific passengers. So for me, I just wanted to highlight the terms that they used, especially discrimination and referring to passengers as natives, and we were deck passengers, our parents and grandparents. And it also highlights that there were no berths or cabins for them. There were other things, like there were stipulations that they were only to have cold water and salt water supplied, buckets to wash with. So all of these are not digitized. They're all papers that sit in boxes and are archived. And so for me, it was highlighting these things which came by way of personal family research and searching through the papers for some manifests. So these are called Native Labour Ships Papers. They're up for display in South East, and you'll get to read word for word conversations that happened between people and about our people. So that's the work that I've got in there.
Do you have any other comments you would like to share?
South First is an important exhibition that we want people to come and see and join in our conversations. And we see it more than an exhibition. We always see South First as a timestamp and almost like a visual microcosm of thought in South Auckland. So South First Diasporisms is on from it opened on the 18th of May. It's on until the 29th of June. It's at Mangere Art Centre. So we hope everyone can come, learn about South First, continue talking with us about the diasporic experience. And we hope to see you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.